Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, but now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we commemorate St. Savas, one of the ascetic monks of the deserts in Palestine. And like all ascetics, they went out into the desert, the most inhospitable of places, in order to confront the devil and the demons. The desert symbolized everything that what it meant to be in a fallen world. A world in which struggle and strife, a world in which death reigned, in a world where you lived on the edge of life. Sava, like all of the other great saints, ascetic saints of the desert, lived his life on this edge, facing the possibility of imminent death, struggling with the demons, struggling with his own conscience. And it's from these great desert fathers that came monasticism, going back to St. Anthony the Great, the greatest of all of the saints of the desert, going to Athanasius, Patriarch of Alexandria, and traveling through today throughout the entire monastic tradition of the Church. We commemorate these great monks because they have left the world, left the cares of this life, and gone out to confront the demons, gone out to confront their own conscience. They've gone out to confront their own mortality. Brothers and sisters, all of us, even if we are living in the world, are called to live a life of asceticism, a life of blessing, a life focused solely and completely on the things of God. And in the desert, these most inhospitable of places, hot and dry, devoid of water, one very quickly understands the proverb that all good things come from God, that life itself comes from the Holy Spirit, and that gratitude and thanksgiving, Ευχαριστία in Greek, is the correct response to the blessing and the life which God has given us. It is a very difficult thing, as I've said many times, to step outside of the world and to confront our own mortality, our own fear of death, and to embrace it. Sava and all of the great saints of the desert willingly embraced this life on the edge, this life facing death. And through this, they purified their hearts and they saw God. We too, brothers and sisters, are called upon, as I said, to lead a life of asceticism. And as much as we still live in the world and have the obligations of the world, to set these aside for the sole pleasure, the sole joy, the sole passion, the good passion of pursuing the acquisition of the Holy Spirit and the love of Christ. It's not an easy thing to give up your life. It's not an easy thing to give up your hopes. It's not an easy thing to give up your human passions, your attachments to the things in this world. But what Christ is telling us, and why we commemorate these great saints of the Church, is to remind us that everything in this life is fleeting, it passes away quickly, and ultimately we will have to face that death. And as those who chose to live on the edge of life, those who chose, as Savas and these great Palestinian saints, to live out in the desert, let our life be a life lived on the edge, a life pursuing solely the love of God. Let us learn to see, however abundant life is in this life, to see everything in this life to be the same arid, waterless, and dry place that the desert is, and to look upon this life, as a mere passing fancy, a mere passing moment in that eternity which is promised to those who love God. Let us love pursuing the truth. Let us love denying ourselves. Let us love pursuing the love of God, as this great Saint Sabas has done for us and given us the example. Let us learn to be free of the things of this world. And if we are called to become monastics, let us willingly embrace this. Because all of us, in one way or another, whether we be monks or lay people, are called to a life of asceticism, as I said, a life of self-denial, and a life like Sabas, living on the edge. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.